Good evening. Welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and this is Shireen Chadha. Tonight we're going to be discussing the power of humility. Seems almost like an oxymoron to have power and humility together, but I think it might be something that we need to investigate in today's world. So Shireen, how do you tell if someone lacks humility or is into arrogance, I guess would be the opposite?
I think it's a little obvious.
Well,
but I want to go back to this whole power and humility.
Yeah.
You know, when I think of power, I think of authority. And when I think of humility, I think of understanding that that authority is coming from a higher place.
Uh-huh.
That it's not your authority, but that it's someone else's authority, and you're being an instrument to convey that authority.
So we're not talking about the authority like I'm the manager, therefore I have authority to write checks. We're really talking in the grander picture of who we are,
right,
our being.
Right. And so there is real power in that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is power in humility, that you can affect change through humility.
Does humility protect us from things such as living in a state of outrage? I'm not getting my, people are dissing me, I'm not getting my due. What happens when we don't have humility? How do we lose our power?
I want to answer the previous question you had about arrogance. I was just thinking about that.
You
know, many people think that humility is, oh, I'm the lowest of the low. I'm lower than anyone else. But actually, I feel humility is that I value myself and I value others equally. I don't think I'm bigger, better, or less than anyone else. That I don't think I'm too arrogant, or I don't think I'm inferior to anyone.
Uh-huh.
That I have this sense of who I am.
Yeah.
And so it's so important, this humility, when we are in that state, that it really acts as a power because of the value I have for myself.
Uh-huh. So it really isn't being the lowest of the low. It is gently accepting the God-given talents or what have you.
And also knowing that they're coming from God.
That they're not our own. So we don't have the pride of saying, I'm a self-made man, which is always, everybody, no one who's done badly claims to be self-made. Only people who seem to be succeeding say, I'm self-made. But within that, it seems to me also some of the power of humility comes in, the ability to listen.
Very important part of humility. I feel learn is a very important thing. That I feel if you want to cultivate humility, and I sometimes feel we are really just playing at it.
Uh-huh.
Like humility is such an elevated virtue to really grasp it.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of practice. For me, I feel I'm just getting the basics of it right now. And one of the ways is that when I'm in a situation, I'm not looking at the end result, or my focus is not, and I'm not vested in the end result, but more I'm learning.
I'm learning and doing my best along the way.
And that attitude of learning really helps me be humble.
Another aspect of that is, along with the learning, and I'm going doing my best in this, is I'm not doing my best on camera, so to speak. I'm not doing it by how good it looks. Because sometimes we work at being humble, thinking how good, our joke was when we were discussing this ahead of time is I'm very proud of my humility. And that's really the antithesis of this that we're talking about. So anyone who brags about being humble is clearly not doing it.
You don't have to advertise it. You know, I really feel, I know a lot of people who have really dedicated their lives to humanity,
mm-hmm.
served them spiritually, and done whatever was required of them. And I felt that I labeled them as humble is because they were not showy. They did not require any kind of acknowledgement from anyone for doing it. And they just did that. And I felt that was really humble. So it's not necessarily
right.
That if I go around saying I'm so proud, I'm humble, but the conditions around which you are humble is that you're not showy. You don't seek any kind of acknowledgement.
So certainly humility is not arrogance, but it's also not saying I'm the lowest of the low. It really is a completely different plane of saying it's just us, and each of us has certain duties that we can help. You were mentioning earlier in a discussion we had before this that being an instrument of God is a humble thing, unless you think God chose you as the best instrument in his toolkit, I would imagine.
Right. It's actually a very important aspect. If I have awareness that I'm an instrument for God, I feel that humility slowly comes. But also, I feel God really tests us in our humility. He can pick any instrument. I'm not the only chosen one. Uh-huh. He can pick anyone to be an instrument. And I have to accept them. I have to give them respect. And I have to be able to acknowledge that, yes, God is working through everyone. Or some people.
Right. Now, coming back to just how business runs, now and then quality circles came out some years ago, and getting people who work on the line, work in the factories, often see ways of cost savings, often see ways of improving the product that those of us who might be playing in upper management don't really see. And part of the humility is to be able to be, quote, the leader and listen to the people and really want to hear what they're saying, because there is great power in that as well.
Right. Right. Also here, I feel it's about value, that I value everyone equally. It's not about I have the better ideas.
Uh-huh.
It's about a personal value, a personal respect I have for myself and for others.
So caring to hear what they say, caring that they have a space to be who they need to be, which means the opposite of the power of humility would be, it might be stupid to be the smartest guy in the room sometimes, or at least to be playing out that, because...
But if you're going around thinking you're the smartest guy in the room, obviously you're not gunning to be the most humble person in the room.
Nor are you learning anything, and I think that learning aspect...
The learning aspect is very important.
Yeah.
And also I feel... to really be humble, to become humble, because I think it's a learned behavior,
uh-huh.
is you have to have the power of tolerance, that you have to be able to tolerate all kinds of hardships and with a smile say, yes, I've learned, I'm doing this, and it's okay. And also there's so much maturity that comes from it.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing I've noticed with people who are humble is they're always gentle.
Uh-huh.
And I feel that kindness and that gentleness really is a mark of humility.
You know, I, as you're saying that, I kept flashing back to my grandparents in their elderly years, and I was the little kid in that, of how gentle and patient, and when I said stuff, they clearly took delight in listening. And, I mean, in retrospect, you know, as a child, I really didn't have much intellect going there compared to these people who are so much older. But there was a joyfulness in their sharing in a way that was not that, well, I know and he doesn't, so much as this interaction is just delightful to me. I mean, that little smile and that glint in their eyes lives with me today, you know. Well over a half century later.
Right.
So within that, it shows we care by being humble. There's great power in caring because mm-hmm. from a leadership standpoint, if we care about the people, we are hearing their needs, we're operating the very best we can, if not perfectly.
Right.
We're listening, of course. So the humility might really be to say we're all in the same boat. We're all one to some degree. We're just different aspects of the one. Is that fair or not?
Right, right. I was thinking that honesty is a very important aspect of humility to begin with. These are stepping stones that I have to, on the journey to humility,
yeah.
honesty, maturity, tolerance, all of these are things that I'd have to go through to attain humility. And honesty here, I don't mean, you know, I don't like your hairstyle.
Uh-huh.
That's not what I mean. That's my perception of reality. It's not honesty.
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness, you're really not talking about me.
And so what I mean by honesty is like an honest day's work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of honesty. There's an integrity about me. There's an honesty in the way I deal with people, the way I deal with things.
Right.
I feel that is the basis, is one of the foundations for humility.
Also, if we have a level of honesty in a slightly different context, we don't buy into our own hype. We don't start believing our own press releases.
Yes, right.
So,
right.
In that sense, we're not going to make some of the mistakes because we're posturing. We're posing for the image camera kind of thing.
Right, right.
Which, of course, is, once again, closer to arrogance. Which brings the question, is arrogance really a form of insecurity?
I think so. I feel arrogance and lack of self-respect, or arrogance or inferiority, or superiority or inferiority, are actually this, both sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
And that is this ego. And so I feel that that ego and humility are like diametrically opposite, that I cannot have ego if I have humility. And so if I have either one, then I feel I am not really even beginning to understand what humility is about. And what I've noticed with humility is that there is actually a lot of joy in it.
Yeah.
And that is what is the power in it, that there is so much joy in it. And the one way I always feel that I can tell if someone is arrogant is that they don't take correction.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Especially in my position, I have to.
And also, I would add to that, not just don't take correction, but how they treat people that are, quote, lower in status, or even is in a restaurant or something like that, how they order people around, which is, you know, a little embarrassing sometimes if people use their arrogance as if, you know, I'm paying big bucks for this, therefore, you know, that's a little sad.
That is a little sad, isn't it? And maybe, you know, I feel maybe they don't value humility. Maybe it's not high on their priority. Not everyone wants to be humble.
I agree with you there, but the key on humility, if there's power in humility, it would seem that if we are humble in the sense we're using in the healthy way, then we're not focused on the insecurity that we're trying to cover up. It's almost like, I mean, you have your white outfit, but if you had a stain on it and you were at a major event and you started focusing on the stain, you could not be the Shireen who shows up all the rest of the time. You'd be focused on something that was really non-consequential to the event.
Exactly, exactly.
And covering our insecurities with the concept of I better show that I'm really powerful probably is a pretty sad place to be.
It is a very sad place to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially because I feel if we don't have enough enlightenment to be humble, we are losing out so much. I always feel this. I don't feel sorry or mercy for people who are experiencing sorrow or pain. I feel mercy for what they're missing out more than what they're experiencing. I feel mercy for the fact that they're missing out on such a beautiful life.
So, maybe the true power of all of this is the richness of the textures of life that are available when we are not putting on the armor of look how wonderful I am, look how powerful I am, but when we're being truly authentic to say, yeah, sometimes I'm right and sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm brave and sometimes I'm scared. But whatever it is, I'm learning.
Yeah. It takes a really great person to be humble.
Yeah.
You know, and actually I always feel, you know, many times I feel that I don't have anything to feel great about, so maybe that's why. that you can be egoless, but really to be humble, you have to have something to be humble about.
Yeah. So I believe it was Ram Dass who once, I heard him say in a lecture, that you have to be somebody before you become nobody. In a wonderful way, if you you have to have something to let go of before you can be humble. And that is the illusion that I am so much more special than everyone else, which is illusion. Except each one of us, in a funny way, is the center of his or her own universe, but not in the sense that the universe was created just for us.
Right. You know, there's such a fine line, you know, that we are not too self-centered, but also we don't feel inferior, that we have enough respect for ourselves and we have enough respect for everyone else.
Exactly. Maybe that is the ultimate thing of humility, is respect for self and others to such a degree that everyone has a right to be at the table with us. I like that. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
And thank you for joining us tonight.